3.5 months ago, three American security guards were killed in a roadside bombing in the northern Gaza Strip. The Palestinian Authority has yet to charge anyone in the attack. Publicly, the U.S. has said little about the probe. Palestinians say growing U.S. impatience with the investigation could disrupt aid work in Gaza and the West Bank. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports.
On October 15th, the crowd of Palestinians gathered on the main road south from the Erez border crossing, jostling for a view of the destroyed armored vehicle that had carried three Americans from the DynCorp security company. They were accompanying a delegation traveling to Gaza to discuss potential academic scholarships for Palestinians. The attack cast a chill on already cool U.S.-Palestinian relations. President Bush condemned the killings, and Washington offered a reward of up to $5 million for information leading to the arrest or conviction of those responsible. Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat ordered an immediate investigation, and within 2 days, three people were in custody, said to be from a little-known faction called the Popular Resistance Committees. Those arrests were followed by several more detentions, but as the months dragged on, no one was implicated in the bombing. In an interview this week in his Gaza City office, Palestinian preventive security head Rashid Abu Shabak offered only a vague report of progress, but as of yet, no results.
In fact, I can say that it is progressing, this investigation, in a way or another. But unfortunately, until now, I cannot say that we did reach these people who made this crime. The Americans are under pressure, and I understand they're impatient, but also, they do believe that we are serious and we are dealing with it in a serious way.
But doubts are emerging about the Americans' patience with the probe. Earlier this month, Palestinian Cabinet Minister Saeb Erekat said a U.S. official had warned him that continued lack of progress could hinder aid work in the Palestinian territories. Officials at the U.S. Embassy did not confirm any explicit threat to cut off U.S. aid money to the Palestinians, but an American diplomat did not dispute the concerns raised by Erekat. Travel to Gaza by American officials has been restricted since the bombing, which in itself has caused problems for some aid efforts, Palestinians say. The FBI has sent teams into Gaza to investigate the blast. Palestinian analyst Talal Akal says the issue comes at a difficult time for Arafat, who does want his security forces to reimpose a sense of law and order in the territories. Akal says Arafat's problem is one of perception. Gazans are already complaining that Arafat's Fatah movement is behaving like the Israeli army when it rounds up militants and collects illegal weapons.
Actually, the Palestinian Authority and Fatah movement do have the resources to establish security, maybe more in Gaza Strip than in West Bank. But the question why the authority should do this a duty if it is going to serve only the Israeli side without any benefit for the Palestinian people? I think the authority will not do that.
If any case could rise above that argument, however, it would appear to be this one. No Palestinian interviewed for this story voiced support for this attack on Americans seeking to bring academic opportunities to Gaza residents. Palestinian lawmaker Marwan Khanafani says the Fatah leadership realizes that catching those responsible is in its own best interest, and he doesn't believe the problem is lack of effort.
I think that they tried hard on that issue. I think, yes, the Americans should pursue this thing because three American officials were killed. I think that the Palestinians should do more efforts on that department. But on the other hand, I think that the Americans should be patient and should act as a superpower that respects the international relations and try to help the Palestinians and not to punish them.
Israeli analysts take a different view, that Arafat could arrest those responsible but won't. Both sides are waiting to see which view the Americans adopt. Peter Kenyon, NPR News. Thank you.